CP, thanks for joining us. We are kicking off the Silver City Report this week with Silver City starting a program to take on littering. What's happening there?
So the town of Silver City created a new program called Pick It Up and Toss No Moss. And this program includes a new website where folks can choose several highway sections along here in Silver City and pick up trash. And the program also has a new app where people could take pictures of trash anywhere in town, and the town of Silver City will take that data and they'll just keep track of things. And there is also the Silver City Police will be issuing citations for uncovered loads. So those are the three things in the program.
How can people find out information if they want to get involved with this?
So the website is pickitupsc.com, and that's where everyone could sign up and volunteer to pick up trash along the highway, or they could actually pick up trash anywhere else. So it's up to them. So that website.
Okay, now moving on, WNMU Regents have dropped the President's Performance Checkpoints. Could you tell us some details on this?
So last week, the Board of Regents voted 3-2 to eliminate the President's Performance Goals, and these were 5 performance goals that were based off a weighted value. And in July, he received a 72,000 bonus for his president evaluation, his annual president evaluation, and then those 5 goals. They eliminated because the president evaluation, the annual one, already has specific details, and so why add 5 more performance goals on top of that?
Now we're moving on to Ben Fisher. Ben, we are talking this week about another domestic violence case involving an officer in Grant County. Can you tell us what is happening there?
That's correct. A new Hurley police officer has been charged with domestic violence just weeks after joining the department and 3 months after being named Supervisor of the Year by his peers at a corrections officer cookout at the Grant County Detention Center. Nathaniel Fisher was charged with 1 count of battery on a household member and 1 count of false imprisonment, which is a 4th-degree felony, after police were called to his home on Sunday, September 16th. It was the Silver City Police Department who picked him up. He seems to not be a resident of Hurley, but of Silver City. I just heard, actually, that he's now on paid leave.
Now, Ben, this seems like a trend that is happening in Grant County. Do you know what number of cases of domestic violence have involved law enforcement officers there?
We've had 4 high-profile cases in the last 2 years. Former police officer Bradley Farrington was just convicted of first-degree murder of his wife after significant reports of abuse leading up to it. Silver City Police Department officer Mark Contreras committed suicide after murdering his significant other just in 2016. And a former local deputy, Michael Aguirre, has been in and out of court regularly over the past 2 years for several counts of domestic violence, both against family members and his ex-wife. It's hard to assign any reason for this trend, but it certainly is one.
Has there been any response from law enforcement officials in the area on this trend and what they're doing to do anything to take on this?
Little to none, I'm afraid, Anthony.
All right, now we're going to move on to something lighter. It is festival season in our region, and you have a preview of the Members Valley Harvest Festival. What's happening there?
Absolutely. It's a really great event out in San Lorenzo, one of our rural communities out in the Members Valley, where some of our best orchards are and some of our best agricultural producers live. It really is some of the greatest apple cider you'll ever have. I recommend anyone come out Saturday morning and afternoon.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for reporting from Silver City and giving us the latest. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
My pleasure, sir.